The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, TV licence inspectors could soon be out of a job. Yes, Fine Gael are pushing for the licence fee to be scrapped in favour of a public service media charge for all households and businesses. And for more on this, we're joined by Richard Bruton, chairperson of the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party, TD for Dublin Bay North and former Minister for Communications, and Ruth Coppinger, former Solidarity TD for Dublin West. You're both very welcome to the programme. First of all, Richard, could I ask you to just briefly outline what you're looking to happen?
Well, this was a process that deputies in Fine Gael, Jerry Buttermer, Micheál Carrigy, Kieran Cannon, organised North, South, East and West, where we met with and surveyed 90 media outlets, and we got massive insight to the huge change that's happening in local media. They're under massive pressure as a result of online platforms delivering news for which they don't pay. And what was also very clear was that it's a sector that we really need, and this was revealed particularly during the pandemic. People need trusted, local, reliable information. So it was against that background that we have made a submission to the Media Commission.
Okay, but what do you want to see happen? I understand the background as to
the
why.
The first thing is that we recognise that public service media does not just involve the state broadcasters, that there is a huge importance in local media, and that we should
not
be
just local media, other national media too, dare I say, considering
we're
not local radio, but we do provide... Exactly, okay.
Yeah, but this was work on particularly on local media. This was where we engaged and where I think there is clearly a major problem, and the evidence is there in our report of the decline in advertising.
So you want to see a different type of charge?
We also want to see measures that will support this sector to make a transition to a new way of generating revenue. To change the copyright law so they get access to revenue from online platforms that use it, that there is support for example, migration online, just like retail has got support from the state to migrate its business online, that similar support should be available. And yes, that we should scrap the licence fee where there is 25% of the revenue is not being collected. And we move to a broader based
difficulties
charge
in collection and evasion, etc. But let me bring Ruth Coppinger in. Ruth, largely you know what Richard Bruton is suggesting: do away with the licence fee, a different type of charge levelled on all households. It'll be taken from like a rates situation, very likely a general taxation, something maybe to do with property tax. What's your view on it? Is this a better way to provide us with public service broadcasting?
No, I don't think so. I think there should be a debate and a discussion about how independent media is created and supported in society, but it should be done through progressive taxation on wealth. What Fine Gael is proposing is once again to come to ordinary workers, homeowners, pensioners, people with disabilities, with a flat rate tax, which they would put on the existing property tax or else increase VAT. And I don't think that that's fair or just. I think there are huge media corporations that are making vast profits. They've doubled them during the pandemic. Facebook, for example, doubled their profits last year to $9.5 billion net after all of their revenue. You know, Google, all of them. And yet what's being proposed is that ordinary householders and workers will be hit once again. And the Fine Gael option rejected the idea, and it was one of the ideas that was listed in their submission, of a digital tax.
Okay, let's put
why
that...
would you reject the idea of a digital tax
billionaires
and corporations...
Richard, if it is the digital companies, the tech companies like Google and Facebook that have disrupted the media industry, why shouldn't they be made pay for public service broadcasting to protect that aspect of it?
Yeah, that's one of the proposals we're making, is that through changing the copyright law, these platforms would pay for the content. The reality is many of these are carrying content that journalists generate but don't pay a penny for it. And on the other point, the situation is now that ordinary workers are paying this charge, but many are evading the charge. There is 15% of people who evade. There's another 10% who don't own a television. Like the idea that in this day and age we would base a tax on ownership of a television, when the reality is people are consuming on multiple different platforms.
That's a fair point. Ruth, let me ask you.
So it's simply not a sustainable way to continue to support a really important sector.
Okay, and Ruth, do you support the idea of public service broadcasting? Do you recognise the importance of the role that the state broadcaster plays, and indeed, I suppose, other media outlets play too?
I'd say I recognise it a lot more than Fine Gael, who've consistently underfunded it. But on this idea of...
You'd pay RTE more, would you?
13%. Well, first of all, 13% of people are apparently evading the TV licence. 11%, according to their submission, have no television. Why should people who don't have a television pay a TV licence? Like, it's assumed that they're downloading and having access to RTE services. I wouldn't make such an assumption.
Okay, let's ask Ruth is saying, why should you pay for something you don't use?
Well, the reality is that we are now going to move from just supporting one outlet to supporting journalism on a much broader basis. And you may say people don't want to pay for journalism, but we all need trusted, reliable sources of information that can deliver. And we saw this during the pandemic. So if we want this service and if we want our politicians held to account, we have to be willing to find a way in which a sector whose business model is being dramatically undermined can be allowed to survive and thrive. And that's really what we're trying to do here.
Look, we'll have to leave it there, but thank you both for that conversation this morning. That is Richard Bruton, chairperson of the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party, and Ruth Coppinger, former Solidarity TD for Dublin West. Let us know what you think. Are you thinking, yeah, you know, we absolutely have to pay for objective news, for quality, you know, drama and arts and all of those things. That's worth paying for. It's certainly important in a democracy. What way should we fund it? Let us know your views on this. Lots of people don't like the TV licence, but what's the alternative? 53106 at a cost of 30 cents.